Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Minutes past the hour. It's DJ V Show. Oh, so we're limping, as Victoria just said. We're kind of limping through today.
We've got half our crew.
Yeah, sort of. And I'm going to give myself a half of half a half a half. Dougie is overslept, but he's going to be along. Jay is... Is she under the weather? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, she'll be with us hopefully for the later hours, but yeah. She's not feeling great.
I can barely swallow right now. My throat is very sore. And Victoria's
and
not
I've got
it's okay.
No, I've got allergy sniffles. I mean, I'm in New Jersey, which is I think should be renamed the allergy state. It is so bad right now. The pollen count is so high. And now I woke up to a lot of rain, which is going to kick up the mold spores. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun allergy day.
So we're limping is the point. Yeah. We're limping, but we're getting through it. And hopefully you are, too, because it's, you know, it's that time of year, I think, when so many people are feeling it. That's what's been going on. I mean, I'm always suffering with allergies, and I feel like that's what this
allergies is. Allergies are year-long now, right?
Yeah.
It's not even seasonal allergies anymore.
I'm not running a fever. I took a COVID test yesterday, so I'm like, okay, if I have it, I just don't want to spread it around. It doesn't, like, worry me. I just don't want to, like, you know, be a walking germ ball for people. But, yeah, so the only thing I can think of is sinuses, which come from allergies. Mm-hmm. And so here we are. Here we are today. But it's all right. We'll make it through. We'll make it through. And, well, this is an interesting one. So yesterday, the Disinformation Board project was paused. I don't know if you saw this.
Yeah.
Victoria, there was an idea from the Biden administration that they were going to put together, and it wasn't even really announced. Like, they didn't have the fanfare or anything. What happened is that the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, in a hearing about the border, somehow let it slip that there was this disinformation board that they were starting up underneath the umbrella of the Department of Homeland Security. It proved to be pretty unpopular with people, and so it was announced yesterday that board has been put on hold, and the person that they had in charge of it, Nina Jankowicz, her name, that she actually resigned from her position. She took a lot of heat because, like everybody these days, especially with social media, videos that you put out, they just don't ever disappear. Let that be a lesson to you guys, kids, because videos don't go away. It's interesting because I think that there is – I just kind of correlate this with what's going on at Twitter. And I think it's a real conundrum because obviously people want to get real news, real stuff out there. And that's important. The truth, if we can even agree on a little bit of truth these days, the truth does
matter. That's a challenge right from the beginning.
It's from the sad. But it seems that there's a real challenge to free speech, too. And so it's finding that line between free speech and people who are out there, like, you know, just spewing disinformation. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty telling that the bulk of the American people, I think, do not like the idea of the government watching over things like Twitter and Facebook and social media to tamp down on what they think is disinformation.
Well, it's interesting because the favorability, meaning like how many Americans have been polled saying that big tech companies need to be held more accountable, that was a fairly high number of Americans who agreed that, you know, whether it's anti-vax information or if it's COVID misinformation or election fraud misinformation, whatever it is, and they're all three of those major categories have hit every social media platform. And a lot of people say, you know what, there needs to be some responsibility here. You can't just post this stuff, whether it's a deep fake video that looks like it's real and it's falsely incriminating against someone, or if it's just a lot of junk science that's not even real science that's just being put out there and people are going, oh, see, like the earth really is flat. I mean, there has to be some kind of common sense, but I agree. We have not, we haven't found the right solution yet. And I don't know. I mean, look, the social media platforms are forever going to fight to maintain their independence and not be labeled a utility. Because, and Mark Zuckerberg has been leading the charge on that for two decades now. And as long as they're not designated a utility, then they are still just a private platform, and every company has to figure out how to run it best for their customers. And so even though these are free services, they're still, it's finding the sweet spot there between protecting free speech and someone's opinion and differentiating that from false information that's being presented as legitimate information. There's a big difference there. I can say my opinion is the earth is flat, but I'm not attaching, you know, that's my opinion. But if you start attaching fake articles from, you know, that have been doctored from Nat Geo and it looks authentic, well, then we've completely crossed the line to disinformation.
Yeah,
and that happens all the time.
And it's not even, I think this, and the disinformation war, it wasn't just even just the internet and just the platforms like social media and Twitter. This was an effort to tamp this down, like in all walks of life. And it's really funny because what you said is really important. At least on social media, you know, by and large, you're getting people, right? You're getting individual people. What I think is even more confusing for people who are trying to figure out what's real and what's not is when the news media, especially like the print media, when words are printed into headlines, it really has gotten, I think, harder to, I don't know, tell the difference between what is fact and what's an opinion and what is misleading information. I was laughed to myself. Obviously, this week we've had a big election week and five states went out and voted on Tuesday. And Pennsylvania's really tight. You know, you had two non-establishment candidates on the Republican primary side taking on one establishment candidate, and the MAGA candidates, kind of Kathy Barnett and Dr. Oz, were stripping votes away from themselves. Then the establishment guy kind of surges, and so now we're recounting votes in Pennsylvania. But the headline, and it made me laugh, or maybe it was here actually that Doug read the headline, Dr. Oz in for the fight of his life. Now, you know, elections are important, but there's a whole lot of stuff, and I'm not pretending to know Dr. Dr. Oz's life, but I don't know, maybe he would consider this the fight of his life, but it sounds so funny to me that the drama that gets inserted in all of these headlines, it does kind of color how we think about things.
Sure. You know, it is funny that you just said that about the headlines, because I started doing something yesterday without realizing that I've been I noticed that I've been doing this. You know, for the show, we read a ton of news every day, and you practically read news all day because you've got multiple shows and things to do. And so, and when I do the prep for our show here, I'm reading just hours of news. And I'm at the point now where headlines are so crazy that I found myself right below the headline where you see whoever the journalist is or whoever the author is. So I always look to the name, and then if you see next to it, if it says opinion, I just completely skip over it. I'm like, okay, well, that's not even... And it's the opinion articles are mixed freely in. And this is not just one site. This is everywhere. This is Washington Post. This is the New York Post, which is on the right. Washington Post more on the left. Wall Street Journal freely mixes in opinion articles with what you would actually expect to be fact-based articles. It's really... I guess the point is they're all pushing an agenda, but like I was reading something the other day on the New York Post, and I was like, this doesn't even feel like journalism. Like it was clearly biased and clearly someone's opinion coming through, but kind of cleverly disguised for the first few paragraphs, and then sure enough, I had to scroll back up to the top, and it was an opinion piece. I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous that I'm even wasting time thinking that I'm reading something about a story about, like, you know, it was a sort of a banal story, like a climate, the river, I think it was about the Colorado River, like how low the water is now. That's not political, that just, the water is dried up, like, it's sad, and when you look at it. And this was like this was some sort of derailment of that. And it's just so crazy. It's like, we have to dig that hard to find news. I mean, real news, it's, I don't know, it reminded me when CNN now has announced, I don't know if you saw this, that Chris Wallace is actually going to host a nightly show, which we kind of all figured because they paid a lot of money
for
him.
They had to do something with him.
Yeah, and I think that would be, I think that would be a good thing to have. I like Chris Wallace. I think that, you know, sometimes he's too conservative for me, he's too liberal for you sometimes, like, but I think that that's a good thing because he's somewhere in the middle, and I think that he'll be beneficial to the CNN lineup. I thought it was interesting that now that CNN is owned by Warner Brothers Discovery, that whole big conglomerate that has merged recently and that is now the new parent company of CNN, they apparently want to take CNN in a different direction. And they have a new CEO, and they were doing, you know, the upfronts, which is, for layman's terms, it's when the all the shows are presented by the networks, and then advertisers sit in the audience and read, and then they buy, you know, they decide what they want to buy and how much they want to spend on a show. And so when CNN was doing this, they announced that Chris Wallace would be hosting his own interview-type show. And then they said something that's really interesting. The new executives of the Warner Brothers Discover family have, they have not been shy about their intentions for CNN. They want to, they say, they want to focus the network's future on nonpartisan reporting, and they want to get away from, yeah, and they said they want to get away from personality programming at primetime. So it's kind of the Fox model, right? Sort of in reverse. Like, Fox News is just news during the day, and then it's opinions at night. So CNN wants to do opinions during the day and then actual real news at night. So I think that's going to be interesting. It'll be an interesting flip.
Wouldn't it
They're
be nice?
They're probably trying to compete with, like, traditional cable news at 6 and 10 or whatever at night.
Yeah. It'd be nice if there was just one network or, I don't know, if there was more of a concerted effort to have just, like, nonpartisan news all the time. It just, it's unfortunate because even, and again, in editorial decisions, and this matters even more sometimes than what people are saying, with news organizations who choose to pick certain stories and cover them and certain stories that don't. I mean, that happens all the time at CNN and at Fox and at MSNBC and at all of the local news channels as well. And, you know, any of the big cable news or, you know, evening news stuff is what is being covered. And sometimes even in newspapers, you get that when they decide what's going to be okay for people to see. I don't know. There's just a curiosity sometimes that's missing. It seems everybody's just out there trying to pound down their side of the aisle so that they're right, even in news organizations. It'd be nice, I think, if we had a place where you could just go to get a just unbiased look at what's really happening. But all right, it's a DJV show. If only we could be in charge, Victoria, we'd solve all these problems at 19 minutes past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Thursday, May 19th is upon us. By the time we get tomorrow, Jennifer, it'll be two-thirds of the way through the month of May. Hoo-ha! And we have trending things to discuss. Not that what you were talking about isn't trending. I think that is something. The question about where is the truth is so... Yeah, you know, what is, there's a John Lennon song there someplace. And then I remember back to late 50s, early 60s, there was a song called What is Love by the Ponytails, 5 Foot of Heaven in a Ponytail. what's truth? Is it 5 Foot of Heaven in a Ponytail? What is truth? And that's something that we come to... grips with, I think, Jay, as we do the trending things. Jay Kirshner here, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, with Doug Steffen. The things that are trending include stories about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. A very interesting development here, and how we're going to find out more about them, and we'll find out more about that after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, so Jay stepped on a banana peel. She'll be back later. The fact that the information, if that's what you want to call it, whatever has been produced by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle in that docuseries about them, and there are other things I think that are part of it, right? Have you seen any of this? It's going to come to Netflix, right?
Yeah.
It's been around.
No, it hasn't happened yet. Netflix.
So what have they done already, though? They've done some stuff already.
They filmed. So Prince Harry has a new memoir coming out this summer, I think it is. Mm-hmm. And so they've, of course, signed a multi-million-dollar deal with Netflix in 2020 after they moved to the U.S. Now, the Netflix cameras have already followed them to the Netherlands last month for the Invictus Games, which is Harry's global games for wounded and injured servicemen and women.
Yeah.
Netflix is making a documentary about that called Heart of Invictus. And now the other news that just came out is that apparently Netflix cameras have been following Harry and Meghan at home in their everyday California life. So sure. There's going to be a new docuseries, basically kind of like a reality show, I guess you could call it, of Harry and Meghan together at home with their two kids, and they will be taking the kids. Yeah, they're taking their kids to the Queen's Platinum Jubilee as well.
There must be a real appetite for them and for what they do. Otherwise, they
I'll watch it.
Yeah, I like the two of them together. Actually, I'm probably with you. I'll watch it with you, Victoria. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The all-new Kia Niro has made its North American debut. The next-generation Niro has been designed from the ground up to meet and exceed the expectations of eco-minded customers with striking styling cues and commitment to sustainability and connectivity throughout. The 2023 Niro will launch in the United States with three highly effective electrified powertrains, hybrid electric, plug-in hybrid, and all electric. For more automotive tech stories, just go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here?
It's the Progressive Mobile app.
Just push that little button there and report your claim.
Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg accepted Nordic neighbors Sweden and Finland's request to become members of NATO, also known as North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
And I warmly welcome the requests by Finland and Sweden to join NATO. You are our closest partners, and your membership in NATO would increase our shared security.
With Russia's aggression against its neighbor Ukraine, the reason to join now seems clear. Pennsylvania U.S. Senate primary election results, now taking days to figure out, still has no results on the Republican side. Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick are separated by just over 1,000 votes to the Dr. Oz side of the ticket. About 20,000 votes still need to be counted. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Republican Representative Matt Rosendale on Newsmax Wednesday says the U.S. government and its border policy has allowed an invasion of this country, and the drugs that are getting in is a chemical attack on the American people.
And we don't have operational control over our southern border, which has been mandated in statute back in the early 2000s. 234,000 illegals last month alone. If we do continue that trend for 4 months, you already surpassed the entire population of Montana. This is just unbelievable, the invasion that is taking place on our southern border. And along with that, not only are we bringing in all of these people that are going to be completely dependent upon our social safety net, which means that the taxpayers across the nation are going to have to absorb that cost, we also have all the human trafficking that's coming through. We have the drugs that are flowing across our border. 105,000 people died in our country last year from drug overdoses. The vast majority of that was from fentanyl that came directly across the southern border. We literally have a chemical attack taking place on our country right now, and the Biden administration is doing nothing to stop it. As a matter of fact, as you just heard from Jason, the policies that Mayorkas is trying to put in place will simply make it worse.
It's week 6 in the USFL Football League. There's 2 games on Saturday and 2 games on Sunday. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looks like it's 34 at the hour right now on the Thursday DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and yes, Jay joins us a little bit later on as we know she has to deal with that youngster of hers. He's not precocious, but he's a young two-year-old. he is what most youngsters are supposed to be, finding their way, if you will. That's something that's so exciting about seeing life as children. I'm, I guess, being reborn into that myself with my two grandchildren and enjoying all of the things. Most people who are grandparents, I never realized or paid much attention to what grandparenting would be all about. And I don't know that I thought what I would, you know, how I would be as a grandparent, but actually I'm pretty good at it, as it turns out. I feel better about being a grandparent than I did about being a parent, but then I didn't think much about being a parent either. I just kind of fumbled my way through it, and some of the things that came out of my parenting were good, and some of them weren't so good. I suppose that's all a part of the game, But I think she's quite a good mother, frankly. And Jay.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about your own. This isn't. Well, Jay isn't feeling well, so.
No, it's okay. But I'm just. A lot of times she has to take care of Mac, and he doesn't feel well. So there's, you know, that sort of thing. It just is nice to get that feeling that is about parenting, paying attention to parents and paying attention to children. It's just a neat thing. It's so much a part of what happens in our everyday life. You know, we get so wrapped up in some of the other events that are important, some of the issues that are important. But as you were saying in the last half hour, the whole business about what's true, what really is going on, what really is happening, what are they really experiencing? And I think that applies to COVID in many ways over the last couple of years. The study that's out today, ladies, about patients who have long COVID, do we need to explain what that is again? Do most people realize what long COVID is?
Symptoms that don't go away.
Yeah. Do you have any of those left over from yours, from you you're having COVID, Jennifer?
Despite how I sound and feel today, no, I don't think so. I don't think that I did have any long COVID symptoms. I mean, the fatigue and stuff lasted a long time, I think, but not not anything that I couldn't deal with and not anything that, you know, seemed to go on for months and months and months and months.
I can't remember your experience close by or not, Victoria, with COVID. Interesting how I don't remember.
Wait, what?
With you. Whether what you've had, your family's experience with having had COVID or not, I don't remember.
My parents, my immediate family, we have not had it.
Yeah.
So, but one of my mom's closest friends had COVID, and she had long COVID, still is dealing with long COVID well over a year. She had horrible neurological issues with it. Like, she got to the point where once all the fatigue, which kept her in bed for weeks, but once she got past, like, the obvious symptoms and she was starting to, like, get back into life, like, she would sit down at her computer to email people back who had been concerned, and she knew the words she wanted to type, but she just, the brain connection to her hands just was gone. And she said it's the worst, and she's still dealing now. She's in therapy and doing, like, speech therapy and stuff for it, like you would if you had a stroke. I mean, it's, some of the long COVID stuff is crazy. And then my friend's cousin, who's in college, she's 21, totally healthy, was totally a healthy, normal person, got COVID and got it so bad that she still, now, they thought she had Lyme disease, and they've tested her for everything else because all the long COVID symptoms are kind of mishmashed in with a lot of other, like, autoimmune diseases, and they thought maybe she had lupus, and then, I mean, they just can't figure out what's wrong with her, and she's missing classes. I mean, so it's, she had to file for, you know, like a temporary stay, basically, from her college.
Listening to the description, to your description of her, makes me think about when I had Epstein-Barr, mononucleosis.
Yeah, I had that in high school.
And that, these symptoms I had, I was out of, I was doing mornings in Palm Beach at the time, on the radio station there. I got it. I would get up in the morning, go do my radio program, do a couple of things. Took me 8 or 9 hours to do it. I'd come home, I'd go to bed, I'd sleep for 6 or 7 hours, I'd get up, have dinner, go back to sleep, and sleep for another 8 or 9 hours. And that lasted, the worst of it was 6-7 weeks, and actually the whole thing lasted through most of that winter, 3-4 months. It was weird, it was strange, and yeah. I never felt that.
Mono's hard enough to go through, but if you have it as an adult, I can't even. I mean, I did have it as an adult. I had a relapse a couple years ago, and it was. I mean, I basically. I missed a little bit of the show, but I would get up, I would do the show, and then I'd be back in bed all day. I couldn't even function. And luckily, we do the show from our home, so that was a lifesaver. But and then when I went to the doctor, I'm like, what is going on? They said, you've got a brand new case of mono, and that's not always that common.
Well, Epstein-Barr doesn't stay.
They have markers.
It never goes away.
Yeah, they have markers for Epstein-Barr. You always have Epstein-Barr if you have mono. So I had mono when I was 16, so I've had Epstein-Barr ever since. But then they can identify through your blood markers what the old infection was, and where Epstein-Barr has just hung out in your system forever, and then I had a whole brand new case that showed a brand new set of markers. So it is debilitating as an adult. When I was 16, I was still playing soccer, and I was waitressing, and I just would collapse on the couch at the end of the day, so I didn't even really know for a while that I had mono. But I had 16-year-old energy, too. So when you're an adult, that's really tough.
So going back to the COVID thing specifically, the study that we're talking about here indicates that the patients themselves were not sick enough to be hospitalized, but they have the abnormalities that go along with being sick, heavy breathing, coughing a lot, and fatigue, as we were talking about. And it lasts months and months and months. This is an examination of 78.
My mom took a cough away with her for definitely after she was hospitalized. She definitely
did.
Had a cough for a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a dry cough, choking cough.
So 78,000 people who were diagnosed with long COVID this past year. Women more likely than men to be diagnosed with long COVID. People between the ages of 36 and 50 most likely aged to get it. Most people who tested positive for COVID obviously are not hospitalized. Still, that's the case. I think the thinking was when things were really bad the first time around, oh, my God, everybody's going to the hospital. Well, that wasn't true at all. But the hospitals were still filled with capacity.
Oh, yeah.
Because the hospital, we don't have a system, thank heavens, that would accommodate everybody in the country being sick. But there were a lot of people anyway. And the fact that they weren't initially hospitalized, most of the long COVID people,
that's what's kind of like alarming to people, because you can have kind of a mild case at home and then still be stuck with all the long COVID stuff. And some celebrities have come forward. Gwyneth Paltrow had it. She said she had it. She didn't think she had that severe of a case of COVID at home. But a year later, she still had long COVID and had to do, like a detox diet and all kinds of supplements. And she's working with specialists. It's been like a whole journey for a lot of people.
That's
who started out
style.
Not
anyway,
that
she
mild.
Used that sort of thing. That's her MO.
Well, it's probably why she's getting better, truthfully, because conventional medicine doesn't know how to address this.
Doesn't know how to address a lot of things. Speaking of not knowing how to address what's going on and talking about COVID, the Chinese are getting, and this is kind of too bad because the people are suffering because their government has failed them. They started all of this, as we know, and then they didn't worry too much about their own people getting COVID. And who knows what the right number is, going back to what's the truth, the discussion you had in the last half hour. The idea that 4, maybe 5 million people died the first round and around and around and around it went. And now the Chinese, for whatever the reason, are sort of letting the rest of the world in to a point to talk about the restrictions, the way maybe they didn't do this on purpose, but because there's still a few news folks wandering around in China that are not Chinese, they're seeing what's going on with the Omicron variant and how it's affected Shanghai, for example, or other places. They have really serious restrictions, and the situation there sort of reminds me of what we were saying earlier this week about North Korea. We think that we're through, and numbers are coming up in America as well. There are more people that have now gotten it again in the Northeast, and I don't know, what's it like in California? We have a big celebration going to next Tuesday. We hope
we all make it.
It's still low risk, but it's kind of a weird system. I kind of am opposed to how they figure it out anyway, but right now it's like 185 people for every 100,000 have it, so we're still in the low risk category, but then they were talking about yesterday if it's 200 people out of 100,000, well, which is like, a very small amount of people, but then they'll make it, the indoor mask mandate will come back.
Well, New York City has now declared that they're on high alert for COVID, but the mayor says he's not reinstating the mask mandate. But New Yorkers, every time I've been back in the city, New Yorkers, by and large, they walk around wearing masks anyway. So
and
I think New Yorkers
works,
are going to do
can
their...
wear a mask. I just don't understand why we need the government to tell us that.
We don't.
Right.
But that's what some people would try to convince you. So going back to China for a second, this is very interesting. The protests that are going on because of the way the Chinese government has handled COVID, there are, and as I said, there are a few journalists who are wandering around, not necessarily even from America, but other countries who are reporting on the lockdowns that are there, the residents who have been locked in their homes. They can't get out. Literally, they are locked in their homes. So they're getting really angry. And in China, it's almost a feudal government sort of thing. They have local people, local officials, if that's what you want to call them, who keep their eye on what everybody's doing. They have police, but then they have kind of like the SS, in a manner of speaking. You do the government's, you know, you do it the government way, or you get eliminated, more or less. You got to be a little more serious than just looking at an official cross-eyed, but, you know, there still is this whole business. There's a blacklist of people that don't go along with what the government committees have told them to do. And so, anyway, the solidarity, though, that's being expressed, I think it's pretty interesting about China. You know, we've heard back and forth that there was discontent with the government there, even though, you know, there has been somewhat of a prevailing thought that China is my country, I feel nationalistic, I'm going to support my country, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that apparently is, especially in the bigger cities, there's a lot of that that's falling apart. So, anyway, the government hasn't responded particularly well, other than saying there's zero tolerance. They're not selling cars anymore. They're not letting people into dealerships in that area. It's really interesting how all of that stuff has come back around to haunt them. And sadly, the civilians don't deserve this bad stuff, but the government officials do, and they aren't suffering as much as the civilians are at this point. 47 and change after the hour.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tech Talk time is 53 past this hour of the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan to dig around into what is going on in Russia with Google. This sort of tells you how business is done, doesn't it, Victoria?
Well, how business is done in Russia, yeah. So Google's
well, business
Russian...
is done everywhere. They have separate companies all under the banner of Google, but it kind of reminds me of the story of Trump and him going bankrupt in various companies that he had because he separates everything out. It isn't just one big company, and that's apparently what's going on here, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Google's Russian subsidiary is filing for bankruptcy. They basically said that they just can no longer keep this Russian branch going. Now, the reason for it is really because the Russian government has just made it almost impossible for Google to operate in Russia. So they have made the Russian branch in 2021 made over $2 billion, and they employ over 100 workers. However, Google's Russia's bank, the Google Russia bank account that has been seized by the Russian authorities. And so without their bank account, they can't pay their employees, they can't pay suppliers and vendors, and they can't meet any other financial obligations. So they have basically put out the notice that they have no choice. They've been squeezed by
Isn't
Russia.
Isn't that interesting? How many other companies do you think, American companies, turnaround is fair play? We've shut off the Russians everywhere. So
yeah, this
Russians
is what Russia's doing now. They're retaliating.
Country,
yeah.
Companies, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in the meantime, though, they certainly are, they're milking it because they are squeezing every bit of money they can out of this. So in March, Google suspended the sale of ads in Russia right after the invasion of Ukraine. YouTube, which is owned by Google, also banned ads on channels owned by Russian state-backed media, and then they later blocked those channels completely. So Russia had no way of getting all their disinformation out. And so Russia fined Google $98 million after, you know, and they've been going back and forth. So So Google refused to take down certain information that Russia considered illegal, and they've been going just, it's been a real back and forth kind of thing. So they lost about 8% of their entire revenue just in fines to Russia. And so in addition, a Russian TV channel claimed authorities seized $15 million from Google in April after it didn't reinstate access to the YouTube account. So we don't know in total how much Russia has actually seized from Google, but Google appears that now as the first big tech company to file for bankruptcy in Russia. Apple and Meta, which owns Facebook and Microsoft, have suspended operations in Russia, but they haven't had their branches declare bankruptcy yet. So that'll be the next thing that we'll watch for.
You know, it's very interesting in terms of bankruptcies and that sort of thing, how when you look at the Russians and their way of doing business and how, as I said, everybody sort of separates out their businesses, it shows you how smart some of these people are. They understand what conditions are and how this all kind of fits together. So anyway, I don't think we'll have to have a benefit concert for Google. But at any rate, another company we're not going to have any benefit concerts for is Disney. We'll find out what's going on with them after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so what's happening with Disney Plus, Victoria?
Well, Disney Plus is, they've been talking about their new ad-supported plan, which basically means you need to sit through commercials. That's going to go live later this year, and they've announced now that they will run ads for 4 minutes on movies or shows that last an hour or less. That actually is fewer ads per hour than some of their competitors. NBC's Peacock will make you sit through 5 minutes of ads for every hour of content. HBO Max has 4 minutes of ads per hour. So Disney Plus's planned number of ads even beats Hulu, which is the worst. They make you sit through 9 to 12 ads in 1 hour. So we don't know the pricing yet of Disney Plus, the new cheaper tier, but that will be announced soon.
All right, that's it. Thank you, Victoria. 59 past the hour, DJV time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.